We're talking about Kumlan Labat Gimor. Hey El Tovshin Ayin Zayin. Amal Elbacha Dith Ravina. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that you stop benching the Kiddush Levana the seventh day of the month, which actually is a pella because of the Ramon Shulchan Aruch and the Mogen Avraham, and this is Menuh Rabavitch, that you do not start doing Kiddush Levana until the seventh day of the month, until the 15th. Sorry? Based on the Rizal, yeah. As a machlek to the Rizal, or not. But yeah, based on the Rizal. But the Mogen Avraham brings it down Shulchan Aruch. When the Gemara here says, Gershayni Malasadir, say that you start from the first day, and the question is, when do you end? 7th or the 15th? And yet we start from the 7th day. So there needs a beard over there, what's going on. But bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that who says that from the 7th day on, you don't make a bracha anymore for Kiddush Levana. Lulu chol hapachas make a bracha atoiv ha-meitiv. We're benefiting from the increased light from the moon. Amar Rabbi Ravina, l'divorech atoiv ha-meitiv. Amalei, he said to him, you know when you make a atoiv ha-meitiv, when you feel the benefit, when you feel the loss. Do we make a bracha dying emes when you feel the loss? Amalei, otu ki chasar, mi mevorechi dying emes, and the second half of the month. Do we make a bracha dying emes as if we feel a loss? If we don't feel the loss, what are you going to feel the benefit? The levorech atoiv ha-meitiv, you make a bracha atoiv ha-meitiv in the first half. Freddy gemara nuvi levechanya tavayu. They taka don't we make a bracha dying emes in the second half. And atoiv ha-meitiv the first half after the seventh day. So the Gemara Kivan, the Hainu Urche, because it happens every day, you anticipate every month, you anticipate this is going to happen, you no longer feel that personal loss or gain. Talking about the moon, anyone who makes a bracha on the Chodesh in the right time, ki'ilu mekabel p'nei shechina, is as if he's mekabel the shechina. Shechina says terrible things if you miss out Kiddush Levana for a month. Here it says Hachidush Hazeh. It says here, Baby Shah Hachidush Alechem. It says the word Zeh. Ksiv Hashem Zeh Kelevan Veyu. So when you go Mekadosh Levana, you're actually going out to Mekabel Shechina. Based on this, it's written that you're not Mekadosh Levana on Friday night. Why aren't we Mekadosh Levana on Friday night? Because since we're Mekabel Shechina, the Shechina is higher than 10 Tvachim, it's like we're going beyond the Tchum. So you cannot go beyond the Tchum. And therefore, if Yom Tov falls out of Moitzei Shabbos, don't you do Kiddush Levana as well? Then others argue and they say that no such thing, and you could. Yeah. But, or Yom Kippur, even those days when your kippur can fall out. Sorry? It's like you're going out of Tchum. Hashem is so far away, and Tchum is l'mayla miyutvachim. The Shechina is l'mayla miyutvachim, and you're... But even the whole thing is Rabban. This whole mitzvah is Rabban. We don't do Kiddush Levana Friday night. Okay, true. But when do we do Kiddush Levana? So the Rishalmi says. Now Gemara Rishalmi says you don't do Kiddush Levana Elul Psume. And we type Psume means one of two things: either Psamim, it's a Sama, but the Psamim, which is Havdalah, so that's why we do Mitzvah Shabbos the first time. Or Psume is addressed nicely. So that's what we do on Motzei Shabbos, because we dress nicely. And Shulchan Aruch says, if you do it during the week, you must put on a suit. You must dress Shabbos. You cannot just go out after Maariv in the week, their jeans and sandals, and go and do the Kiddush Levana. So Shulchan Aruch. And that's why we don't do it under a roof, because it has to be chashuv like we're going to out there. And you have to benefit, because you want to talk about benefiting from the moon, you have to be able to see the moon, and the lashon of the Ramah is to see the moon on the ground. That is why you shouldn't be a cloud over the moon, but it says clearly in the Mogen Avraham that if it's a very thin cloud, you can still see the moon, you can still see the rays, you could say Kiddush Levana. Okay. Tarvi Rabbi Shmuel, Ilmolei Zochu Yisroh. If this is the only mitzvah that we would have is to be Kaddish Levana once a month, Dayan will be enough. What do you mean, therefore? Now that you're telling me that Kiddush Levana is Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, so no, the Abaye is actually not a continuation of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Abaye, but what does Hilchav do with Tanya Rabbi Shmuel? It's more to do with Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Kiddush Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. So that Hilchach, now that you tell me it's Kabbalah Shechina, you have to stand up. But others learn it's a continuation of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that this would be the only mitzvah we have, Dayum. So the plug is, we would have thought that Birchas HaChodesh is Birchas HaNenin. I'm having Hanoah from the rays of the moon, so I make a bracha. But now that you're telling me that this can take the place of all the other mitzvahs, what do you tell me is Birchas HaMitzvahs? And Birchas HaMitzvahs, we learn in Simcha Chesach Naruch, from Tzitzit or Bakoma, the Mehechel Chalmash Bakoma, that you have to stand up when you do Birchas HaMitzvahs. So therefore, now that you tell me it's a mitzvah, Rabbi Shmuel told us, and Hilchach, Rabbi says, you have to stay standing up. Mereimar Mazutra Mekaspe Hadodim Varchi. Makleik is Rishaini what Mekaspe means. The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch clearly talks about that. How you make Kiddush, we the Ashkenazim will make Kiddush sitting down, what do you do Sukkos? And so on and so forth. Or those who normally stand, what do they do Sukkos? Okay, so the Baye says, Mereimar Mazutra Mekaspe Hadodim Varchi. The Meiri Taijas Mekaspe means they jumps. And that's the mocker of our meaning that we jump by Baruch Oyser, Baruch Yoyser, Baruch Koyuch. You know, so we were jumping because this is what Mekasim means. Other Mekasim means the Pasha leaned on each other very old and couldn't, or they were carried on people's shoulders, and so on. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes from this that you have to make music and dance. The Ramah brings the Shulchan Aruch from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Interesting that Rabbeinu Bechaya should be the mocker of this halacha. He says, Medas Atzmoy. The Ramah writes that Rabbeinu Bechaya Medas Atzmoy. There's no mocker anyway, he is the mocker. That you should play music and dance by Kids of the Wonder, which is a campaign that I've been made in the last years. That you should have music and dance. Because usually mockers are Gemara. Rabbi Mechai is Hagalt, is a Mefarish, is not a Pesach. This is a Psak Halacha. Like Rashi is in the Chumash, is a Mefarish, not a Pesach. Yeah, exactly. It's a Paschal Halacha. Actually, we have another place which is in Hichas Kivra of Eim, where the Ramah brings a whole halacha and he says Rashi in the Chumash, Rashi Chumash, about giving the Recheres to a Zayda, whether you chayv to give cover to a Zayda. He brings a mocker, Rashi from Chumash. It's very rare. It's a mitzvah ma'atayla, not whether you feel good, it's a mitzvah ma'atayla. That's a bracha. Our women also make this bracha. Now, there's a famous Shalom HaKadosh that says that even though women can do any mitzvah seish as man grammar they want, except for the tzitzis we don't, but the other exception is Kiddush Levana. We don't want women to do Kiddush Levana because he brings a medrash, which I'm not sure the mock of the medrash is, that the reason why the Levana was reduced, even though we always say Kedei Bishter, whatever, he says the reason the Levana was because of Chet Eitz Hadas, which caused by Chava, they were the one who caused the Pagam or the Levana. How can they go make Kiddush Levana? Sorry. And this is the paradox. Why does Chedesh is special for women? Because they were the only ones who did not worship the Egel Hazov. The Abish decided to reward them and said, well, guys, I'm giving you the Chedesh as your Yom Tov. It's only Yom Tov for women. So the same Rosh Chedesh, which is given as a Yom Tov to women, they don't work, and all these other things, is also the reminder that they're the ones that brought Misa to the world, and they brought the fact that they have a Rosh Chedesh. And that there's a... You wouldn't have a Rosh Chedesh if the moon didn't get smaller. It would be cancer, because Rosh Chedesh. There's no Rosh. It's a paradox. I never understood how that works exactly. And this same day should become the symbol for the greatest and the lowest. In anticipation. No, the months have to do with seasons. The months have to do with when the Yom Tavim should fall out and so on and so forth. Not because the moon goes smaller and bigger. The moon goes smaller and bigger, don't do a Rosh Chedesh. You wouldn't have a Rosh if you wouldn't have a... How would you know when the new month would be if the moon would always be constant? Yeah, so I don't know how it would work, how it was, the plan was.
Yes, I know with the Yom Tavim, you can't ask for the Shabbat.
Yeah, that's seasons.
Seasonal,
yeah. How, I don't know. Now, the kasha, everyone has a kasha on the Ashallah. The Gemara says right here, Hani Noshidun, Nam Mevarchi. What do you tell me that women are allowed to make a bracha? It's clearly allowed to make a bracha. So some say that because they didn't David Shavish's name, it's not called really doing a mitzvah, so it's not a big problem. Meidi says, not that women actually did it, but that women can do it because there's no bracha, there's no big words, there's nothing there, nothing to it. Why, that should be more to, the bracha should be more profound than that. And the Ramah says, the Ramah says in Hichat Abdullah that any mitzvah, which the whole mitzvah is only the bracha, women cannot do. They can only do mitzvahs, I say to my grandma, there's a mitzvah, and then the bracha comes with it. Like sukkah, shayfer, the mitzvah of benching lulav, and then it comes with the bracha, so they can do that. But if the whole mitzvah is the bracha, like Kiddush Levana, what's the mitzvah? The bracha. Therefore they can't. The Taz says over there that women cannot do it because the whole mitzvah is the Rabbanon, which is a very difficult task to understand because they do other mitzvahs the Rabbanon. Lulav, the rest of Chal Sukkah is the Rabbanon. And so on. Or how? Tell me about El Gabi Lamar Rabbi Number Boro. This is the bracha. Boro Hashem Arav Shachaki be created with His words. The heavens, the pick out Swami create all this. The heavenly bodies. Choik Uzman Nosan Lehem. He gave them a path and orbit, and He gave them a time. Shlo Yishanos Tadkin. They should never change their laws. Sosim Usmeichim Laza Kainam. They're happy to carry out the laws because it says Kioski Gibel Lord Zoydach. They're happy to do it. Poyele Emes. Rashi Lehem. Poyele Emes referring to the moon and all these star heavenly celestial bodies that they're following truthfully what the Eibishter told them to do. They don't change their thing. Teisa says, Shepulos Nemes, Teisa is referring to the Eibishter. The Eibishter is the Poel Emes. That, what do you mean Eibishter Poel Emes? Because you have a tiny Eibishter, let's look Teisa inside. Poel Emes, Pirisha Kuntra, the top of the Teisa, She'ein Mishan in the city. We're talking about the moon and the stars, that they haven't changed their orbit. The Easter God is Poel Emes, that the Eibishter is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koy. What do you mean? What is Poel Emes? Because the Eibishter reduced the moon and you can have tinyness that wasn't the plan. Shebe Emes Ubedin Mieta. He had to be made the moon. Lochi Kama Basrochi Valavon Amesh is Chadish. Why did he have to? Why did he have to? He could have made the sun bigger. The moon came a tiny cannot be made. So who said he had to reduce the moon? Make the sun bigger. Why do you have to do this way? You can make the sun it can make bigger than that. There's no limit. The moon said you can't have two malachim serving you in this, it's the same. Where's the contrast?
Even though supposedly at a certain point in time the sun wouldn't be there and the moon. There was the idea that they both serve 24
hours. No, you couldn't tell what's day and what's night because it'd be equal. So make the sun brighter. Why do you have to reduce the moon? When you did, why do you have to do it that way?
If the moon was real big, a lot bigger, there'd be a lot more light at night, which is not necessary.
The Eibishter can work all these things out if he wanted to. We'll leave it to him. This is the bracha we say today. Everything we say today, this is the whole sugi of Kiddush Levana, is right here stuck in middle Sanhedrin. Then we say Levana, that you should renew yourself the way it was originally. The Eden will renew themselves like you, will fire the Yitzur Shekwe Machusayim, and will pride themselves with the Eibishter, based on the Eibishter, Baruch Atah Hashem Echadish Chadashim. Now, another thing about Achvachina said, nothing to do with the moon. Kibetachboilis, Taslam Chamer, with stratagem, they make a war. Tachboilis can also be chavolis, which is bundles. If you want to go wage a war and defend the Taita, you need to have knowledge first. You can't get up and fight in the same, and at Nadishkeiten. You need to first know the Gemara, know the Sugya, know the Mishnah, in those days the Mishnah, know all the Mishnahs, and then go fight the war. You should have bundle Mishnah, Kori Rabbi Yosef and Nafshi. You know, Rabbi that was an Oikar Harim, was extremely sharp. Rabbi Yosef was Morichita. He was the one who was Sina. He knew all the Mishnahs. Rav Tvu was Bekoyach Shoy. Rabbi Yosef called upon himself that pasuk which was Yaakov bench Yosef with. There's a lot of Tvu, there's a lot of strength. Bekoyach Shoy. And Yosef Atzad, and Rabbi Yosef said that I am like Rabbi Yosef, Yosef Atzad. That's a very modern Gemara. Rabbi Yosef says, I'm the biggest honor in the world, and he walks around saying that I'm the greatest guy because I know the Mishnahs, and I can fight any war I want. How the two are compatible.
You also said he thought for this day, how many Yosef would be in the Shukah?
Yeah, that's about Hatred explains very nicely. But and that the very fact that Tisna Anova, Ki Ika Anova, don't learn Anova because I'm the biggest honor, what's that? Look at interesting Rashi. Milchamta shel Teira, parallel to the first wide line of the Gemara. Milchamta shel Teira, Rashi. What do you mean a war of Teira? Hayroisa, the psakim of the Teira, the lamed aburiya, to know it clear. Va'al ikra and the ikra. Loika adam hamefulful mechad. Like you have these people that are mefulful and sharp ubal svar. They're very very smart. But lo mishnayis and brayis harbe. They didn't learn that much and they make up things. Ki mehechin is gala hasoid ela bebal mishnayis harbe. Because first and foremost you have to have knowledge. Knowledge is the best weapon you can have. Before you can be a sharp in the world you want. The famous word from the Rebbe Manash. So besed akrum svar from agleiche kop vi agleiche svar from akrum kop. You know what that means? It's better to have a clear, what do you call it? To have even a kruma svara from a person who's a very clear thinker than to have a clear thought from a guy who always, you know, thinks differently than everybody else. Contrarian. So we need to have the basis. You need to have knowledge. Ella be bal mishnayis harbe. Some is a lot of mishnayis. She imi stadach like tam bekan. Yelam dem talking mishnah cheres. If he needs a reason over here, he'll know how to draw analogies from another mishnah. He has a knowledge. He has that pool, the reservoir. Or yim yikshle davar adavar. If something is difficult, yavi mitoch mishnayis harbe. She be yade. He'll understand the answer from other things. Hamani plani. He will have to say, oh, that you want to know why there's a stidik, because that goes according to one opinion, because he knows our opinions. She shamanu mokam acharim mekach. I heard him say something somewhere else. So in other words, without knowledge, you stop talking waffle. No matter how sharp you are, it's waffle. You need to have the basics knowledge. You have to learn. Pasha to learn. And then you will have everything else. Okay, so right, in the Mishnah says, one guy says 2 hours, one guy says 3 hours. Rabbi Shimon Barashi, Loshon, Loshon is only if there's a mistake in a couple of an hour. We say it's possible the Pasha made a mistake. People don't know. There was no watches then. That can't be. One guy said before sunrise, another sunrise, Eidusim B'Taylor, because he can't make such a mistake. For no Pshita, obviously, it can't be such a mistake. El Chiddush is Echadem Ekoidim, and that's Echadem Etechnet. One guy said it before the sun rose, one guy said as the sun is rising. Nuhar Nami Pshita, again, everyone can look up the sky, they can see if you see the ball of sun or not. Nay, Mao Tema Habi Gulu Kavzuda, he didn't see the ball of sun, he just saw rays, and he thought, oh, that must be already in the middle of the sun rising, when in fact it's not. Sometimes before the sun, the ball of the sun actually rises, you can already see rays. So they're talking about the same time, they're just using different definitions. No. This is a discrepancy that cannot be accepted. The Achikach Machnis, and then they bring the second aid after they finish the first one. It says then that if a Talmud had something to say, they would bring him up to the thing over there, and they would ask him his opinion, and he would be there the whole day. Now it seems I was looking at the Rishonim to see exactly what happens, but it seems that this guy has a vote, and I saw there's a Tumim. The Tumim learns. There's a. He brings a Gemara somewhere, or Yishalmi, that you can have a bezin of 100 people. If you have a bezin of 100 people, blah, blah, blah. He asks, how can you ever have a bezin of 100 people? We know the max of 71. He says, when Talmidim have an opinion, what do they do with that Talmid? They bring him up, and he has an opinion, and he sits now as a judge. But the only thing is, the Midi says he's a judge only for as long as that case goes on. You know, it might take 2 days, 3 days, he's a judge. And afterwards, they let him go, according to the Midi. But he, with Mom, is a judge. Yeah. So then, like we had before, you keep on. We'll soon see what happens when there's a hung court. So only that day, no longer. But went down. Never sounds like from the Gemara here. Never means that he came remained a judge forever. And if there's no substance to his words, we let him remain all day. We don't want to be embarrassed. He thought he had a good idea. Okay, turned out to be he wasn't. If you can embarrass him and set him down, no Talmud will have the courage to ever venture an idea. I'm going to buy it. If there's no substance in his words, then it's that same day. But if there is substance, it's la'olam. Now, what does la'olam mean? It means he says la'olam during that case. Otherwise, well, he'll be a judge now forever, and you'll have too many judges. We're saying they shouldn't drink wine. Remember that night, they go home to pairs, they don't eat too much, they don't drink too much, they can sit and focus on the case at hand. Yeah, in my time, why not wine? It says in the Pasuk, those people who deal with my secrets, they should not have wine. Those people who are dealing with the secrets of the world, al yishtaku, shouldn't drink too much. What's going on here? We had a Gemara in Menach, we had a Gemara in a few places, that in Krisis, that you're not allowed to, in Tainis, you're not allowed to drink in Paskin. Says we learn from there that just like a coin now they're serving the Beis Hamikdash when he's drunk, nor can you paskin when you drink a gravius of wine, and then it's even milk. So what's one asking here? Why can't you drink wine? And then the Gemara says only those people are oiskim berozoi shalayil in the secrets of the world. So we have an interesting thesis here. Big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, but interesting thesis. Ha oiskim berozoi shalayil is a thesis. Hainu dinin lefashis. Din in the fashis, you're allowed to drink wine, but now I'll be drunk. I will lay din imaminus. If you're dealing with a commercial law, no problem, drink as much wine as you want. I have a hod amen, edivin, shasa, revis, yai, now yoyle. We learned if you drank a revis wine, you shouldn't paskin. Hainu hoirod yisav heta. Here it says it. When you're paskin yisav heta, you're not drink any wine. When you're paskin commercial law, dayim ulachay, you would think you have to have a glass off in a cup. Drink, no problem. Din in the fashis, don't get drunk. What's going on over here? In Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam there brings down Daki Moshe. Other Rishayim will argue and hold dinim mamas like dinim nefashos that you shouldn't drink too much wine. But yet it seems that Hayras Isa Beheta is stricter than dinim nefashos and stricter than the dinim mamas. What's the logic of that? I don't know the answer, but needs an explanation. Tell you what, if Loiro, they couldn't find any way, they sit and they debate, whatever. My, what happened? They can't. Nobody's moving. They're all actionim. Nobody's budging. We let him go scot free. It's a hung, like a hung jury. We let him go. But a hung jury in the they have a new trial. Here we let him go. Because like it's elusive the Beinin. And what's the point? We're talking about the Sanhedrin. This is the Sanhedrin we're talking about over here is in the Mishnah 71, but the same thing is 23. Let him go. Let him go. So why have tried to have a debate? As soon as you see that it's an even number, let him go. We don't want people walking away with confused. We try to come up with a, we don't like a cricket game 5 days going on and then at the end it's a draw. We want to see an outcome. No boss, you have no bread, you have no bread. Why is it that the first bet we said with the 23 judges and there's a stalemate? You keep on adding judges till you get to 71. Look at 23. Let him go. You're right. The Beis Taka holds that way. The Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael hold, you don't add, you let him go. But we, Rabban, hold, you keep on adding till 71 because we like outcomes. We don't like over here this stam in the belt, you know, leave it without an outcome. Even Egla Rufu, we learned yesterday, tell you. We want an outcome. You found a corpse. Don't just let you can't. You don't know the murder. Don't let it there and put it in the, you know, file it away in the archives. An outcome. Let somebody take responsibility. Let the city take responsibility. Let this Canaan take responsibility. It should be an outcome. Taram Galad, Oimirin, Bedin Mamres, Bedin Mamres, when they cannot come up with a solution, what do they say? They say, Nizdakin Hadin. Well, so see what that means. Vein Oimirin, they don't say Bedin Lefashes, Nizdakin Hadin. You don't say that. What's in this Dakin Adin? Ile Mokoshdina, it's too hard, too difficult. They make an expression, so difficult, we have to keep on analyzing it. Ifchame Baile. What do you mean? But you say by Din Mamas, we say in this Dakin Adin. By Din Mamas, we say by Din Mamas, you're allowed to make the comment, oh, it's a difficult, profound, complex halacha. But Din Fashion don't say it. Forget. Usually, which is more complicated? Which one is bigger achrayis? You're about to kill an alleged criminal or murder. Obviously, that takes more. I understand. Yeah. No, you know what Ebenezer says. You know what Ebenezer says. The Chumash, amazing Ebenezer. Ebenezer says the Chumash over there. Why taka do we say this Canaan? Your Daniel Shochel, but because it must have been that this Canaan in that city or that city did an aveda which is very similar to this without even realizing it. And the Abishah wants you to have a wake-up call. For example, they don't give tzedakah to Armalite. They're not generous enough. The Abishah wants to give them a wake-up call. So he made the corpse end up near the city so they should realize that there's something wrong in their behavior. And Hasoid, we use a Colossian, it's a Soid, and I can, you know, and the Abishah has a Soid is how he works things. Very interesting, Ebenezer. Chassidish Ebenezer. Everything is Gochah Pratis. See, even by late, there's more. You have to need more contemplation when it comes to the impulsion. The moment is, I'm Rabbi Huna Menoy. Much Rabbi Achmir Avika. A for you, Taka, right? Change around. Rav Asher, no, that's not pshat. Is Dakan Adin. Lo Elo Teva. Mine is Dakan Adin. Chacham Dina. This Dakan means we figured it out. Sounds pretty arrogant, as we'll soon see. We figured it out, and you don't have to look any more further into it because we figured the whole thing. Look at Ashi. Chacham Dina. Yofeh Madatonu. 5 lines at the bottom. Yafim Adatan Alburv. Yes, we got it right. Ain't echad mi menul tzar lahapik with that, but no longer you have to do any more research on it. Vein oimlin came but didn't fashes. But I didn't fashes. That's too arrogant because we learned before already. Sha'afsh mishigemru im yedakig echad mi matzil leschus machzil din. But the fashes, if we can find the schus, we bring it back. But this is but the mommy can say that. Meisrei. God was for the young men, the elders of the young men, says, Nizdak and Adin. Say, Yamish Lemel Chacham Din, we figured it out. Hain Dom God. That's why the God should be the one saying it. Eli Yamri, Kosh Din is too difficult for us. Like, Sagi Lemel God, you want to embarrass him? That this is the God, he's supposed to be the Avbez and the smartest in the world, and he's saying, oh, we can't figure this one out. It's too hard for us. So why Davke him? And we go, yes, in. Davke the God was to say, you know why? Einu Dengme Mizbayesh Me'atzmai, Mizbayesh Me'achedim. You cannot compare somebody who embarrasses himself to somebody who's embarrassed by others. If you embarrass yourself, you can take it because you have this natural buffer that you love yourself. So you embarrass yourself a little bit. But if somebody else embarrasses you, you know, if you sit in the learning of Gemara and you can't figure it out, you say, I'm so stupid. And someone else at the table says, I know. Do you know how offended I'll get? But I said it also. I can say it. You can't.
How did you say it? You say, somebody says, I'm so stupid. You said it. Is that offensive then? If you don't say on up, you say, you said it.
That's why we understand why he says he's embarrassing himself. This is so arrogant. He's walking around saying we're great. He is the one who leads. He's the avbezin. He leads the bezin. So therefore, he should say that. Now we learn. He's the one who runs the whole case. So therefore, he's the one who has to say we figured it out. That late. Nigmar adin. Okay, now we finished already the din. Now we're going about to paskin. We take him out to stone him. Where did they have the place of stoning? It was outside the bezin, even though the bezin itself might have been outside the city. We don't want that the beis haskila should be mamash on the doorstep of the bezin. It has to be a distance 6 mil from the bezin. It has to be 6 mil from the bezin. So the people shouldn't, first of all, to give some time that it will soon see the two reasons. To give some time that if somebody finds his chus to come over forward and to find him in his favor. And also, the bezin shouldn't be called a bezin of murderers, a lynchman. If you have the gallows or whatever it is, you know, the stoning house right there on the doorstep of the bezin. Shenemar hoitzei es emekal. It says you should take him away. Echad oimed al pesach bezin vasudrin biyodei. One guy was standing at the door of bezin and he had these flags in his hand. There was a horse far away from him that he can see. He's following the person, but he can see from a distance. He should never see lose eyesight of the person standing by the bezin of the flag. Because in case somebody walks in the bezin and says, I can learn schus, the guy with the flag right away would move motion with the flag. So the guy on the horse would tell the people, hey, bring him back to the bezin. This guy would wave the flags. The horse would chase after the people walking to the beis haskilu, and he stops them. And even the criminal or the murderer himself says, I have a way of finding his chos, like self defense. We bring it back. 4 or 5 times, or even 100 times. The substance has words. You remember last grade? How do we know the substance that you bring back? Sorry? See, up to 6 mil. 6 kilometers. It sounds like it was outside the bezin. What time we learned beis haskila chutz l'shalosh machnas? Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle of the camp, and it was chutz l'shalosh machnas, so it's 6 mil from where Moshe Rabbeinu was, 6 kilometers. In Kedig Amre, like you said, I have a hodik tani hachis. Why does it say chutz l'bezin? It should say chutz l'shalosh much further. Nafkemina the nafik beidin of the yosef chutz l'shalosh machnas. Where the bezin itself was at the shaar, was at the gate. Even then, you'd make a skill away from that as well. We don't want the bezin to be called the bezin of murderers. Or it should be time to be matzlim. Taisa says there are two exceptions when we actually had the beis haskila not outside the city, is by a naida hamarasa and by who's the other one? By a naida hamarasa and by one. And over the Avodah Zarah. There you made either the door of her house or a door of the bezin. In the city where most people are going, so you cannot do it in the door of the city, so you bring in the gate of the bezin itself. How do you know? How do you know you have to do it outside the city? So we learn. Talking about a mekal, you should take out the mekal by pass the emor. They didn't know what to do with him. They just said, take the mekal out emor chutz lamachne outside of the camp. Now, outside the camp, remember there are 3 machnes in the midbar. There's machne shchina, which is the mishkan. There's machne leviya, Moshe, and machne yisrael. How do we know which machne did you take it out from? You assumed outside of all 3 machnes, which is let's say 6 mil. How do you know? Chutz legil machnes ato emor chutz legil machnes. I ain't chutz lamachne achad. Maybe only outside the first camp. Nema kan mechutz lamachne. Here it says mechutz lamachne. When they did a part aduma, they would take it outside the machne to a clean place, and there they would burn the ashes. Where would they take that chutz l'machne? Outside of the Yerushalayim. When part of the chutz l'machne, malahal chutz l'shalosh machne, took it outside Yerushalayim, which is outside the 3 machnes, because machne shchina was the base of Migdash, machne levi was the harabais, machne so was the whole Yerushalayim. Where did you take the part aduma? Outside the Yerushalayim. So here also it says chutz l'machne by the makal, it means outside of the 3 machnes. Afkan chutz l'shalosh machnes. Tell you more nuva hasam and all. And who told you by the part aduma? All the Torah says there chutz l'machne. Maybe it just means outside the base of Migdash. Hainu means outside the Yerushalayim. No, the Tana, when we learned, you should take the entire part of Mechutz L'machne, and you should, and here's from a part held over the Tzibur. And over there, you should burn it. And machne over there is chutz b'shalosh machne. There means chutz of the three machnes. How do I know? Ah, to aim chutz b'machne. I know that one is also chutz b'machne. I ain't also chutz b'machne. There also only chutz b'machne. Kisha aim it says a chutz b'machne para eda. There by the para eda, it says you take chutz b'machne. But then it says just like you burned the para edition chatz akoli. So which we know is a paraduma. So it's here, we already know you gotta do whatever you did there. So why does it again chusal machna? They took chusal machna. Obviously here also must be we're adding another machna. This is a second machna to the first machna. Litalay machna shniya. Ukeshaimen who's only machna shniya. Haina three. Keshaimen it says of what should they do with the deshen? They should take it out el mechutzal machna to a mokum tor. El mechutzal machna bedeshen. She ain't tamud leima. You don't need that. Shari kvarnema is another pasuk where it says. Al shvach adosha yisare. It says over there that where should you burn the paradume? You should burn it el shvach adeshen. We already know, and which is that's where you burn the paradume. So which we know that's chutzal machne. So why do you have to mention it chutzal machne? Because each time it says mechutzal machne when it's unnecessary, it adds another machne. It says it three times, which are unnecessary. So we know three machnes. Freddy Gemara, you decide to learn from these three. Why don't we learn from Shchutichutz? Over there it says, Malahalam Chutzal Machna. If you took it outside the base and made it, you shecht an animal, you already chayv kodesh. And there, Chutzal Machna means one machna. So maybe I've kind of also Chutzal Machna achas. Maybe over here also by the Makal, it means, Haitzi Makal, it means, oh, wow, take him out. One, and Chutzal Machna means only one machna. It makes more sense. It makes more sense to learn the mekalel from parim hanisrofim, than to learn from shchutichutz. Why? Shekain hoytze al mechutz lemachne. You took him out of machne for a number of things that they have in common. Number one is machshir. Both of them are positive things. By the pot adumah, it's going to be mitired people, and by the mekalel, we're going to kill him, and we are going to be. This is going to be his kapara. Versus Shchutichutz, that's the Aveda, that you're doing it, that you're doing the wrong thing by doing it outside. First of all, Machshir, Umechape, here you're preparing it, do correctly, and you're being Mechape. The other things which is that Mechal is similar to Shchutichutz. Why? First of all, Shkein Adam. Shchutichutz, we're talking about the person, don't check the outside, and by Mechal, we're talking about the person where you should kill him, rather than the Por Adum, we're talking about Behemoths. Or Hapan Helm, Par Eda. Shkein Adam, Choyte. And we're talking about a person who's sinning. The Mekalel sinned and the Shchutichutz sinned. And Ben Neshama, we're talking about snuffing on Neshama. There's Kodesh and here we're killing. And Pigol, and also this Pigol by Shchutichutz. Pigol, which means... there's no Pigol by Shchutichutz, nor is the Pigol by Mekalel. Mashenkin, Por Adum, and all that. There's Pigol if you have it in the wrong place and all that. Asking about it, machshir adilah. We're doing the right thing. Part of doing, doing the right thing. Part of doing the right thing. And what are you doing by Macau? The right thing is far more similar than bringing in shchutichutz, which has nothing to do with it. You're not doing the right thing. That papa, my papa says, I'll give you another raya that the Macau you take outside, or another raya that the skillet is outside the three camps. Because let's look at Moshe. Moshe wasn't sitting in the Mishkan. Moshe hechi havi Yosef. We're telling Moshe, David's telling Moshe, what you do with the Mekal, take him out. Where was Moshe sitting himself? The Machna Leviyah. But Omne Rachman, David just said, Hoytes and Mekal el Mechutz Lemachna, to outside the camp, which would mean Chutz Machna Leviyah. And then we have another passage where it says, Vayotziu as a Mekal el Mechutz Lemachna. We have to repeat it for, obviously he followed what David just said. Must be another Machna, Chutz Machna. So there's only two camps we need to, because your starting point was the Mishkan, so you needed a riot for three camps. My starting point is Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Abishah told Moshe, Hoytis and Makal, Chutz Machna. He's talking to Moshe, Moshe is Machna here. And then there's another person when he actually did it, and he mentioned again Chutz Machna, which is redundant. Obviously, teach it two Machnas. The second person is not extra. It's telling you that he did what the Abishah told him to do. I see a behedik siva. It says another pasuk. They did exactly what the Abishah said. It says the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael on the Eden by the Makal. Asu kasha tziva Hashem and Moshe. They did exactly what Hashem told Moshe. So Ray says the pasuk that they did what Hashem told Moshe. Why do you have to stress that Moshe took him? They took him chusla machne. Tell you that what all the scholars need two machnes. El miyate bazei. If you can dashen vayetziu, why don't we dashen also vayigmo matzav vayigmo ayse even? It says in the pasuk they stoned him. The Abishah told him to stone him. Obviously they stoned him. But what do you need that for? If you're going to dashen chusla machne, because it's extra. Why do you have to tell me? Obviously, no. I say question vayigmo ayse even. My of delay. What do we need that for? That obviously they did that. everything. What are we boiling? You know, we need it for the Gitanya. We take a learning for drasha, another drasha. It says by Yirgamo Oisai Be'Evin. We'll have a machlekes later in the Gemara. Inch machlekes pinu chachamim. If the woman was undressed when they stoned, and or not, and by a man that chacham is a man is totally naked, and a woman is totally dressed. And Rabbi Yehuda says that they're both practically naked except they cover their main parts. The ervus, my woman front and back, my man only the front. So we dashin by yigmu oisoy bevin. They stoned him without any clothes. Oisoy v'loy b'ksusay. Only the man, him with being naked. Mashenkin, a woman was not naked. She was fully dressed. Number one, and Evan and a stone. We dashin the word. We dashin every word. Oisoy and Evan. Evan's loshin yachid. What do you mean loshin yachid? Chalavonim. She'im meiz be'Evan achas yotze. You don't throw. When do you throw more stones? Only if it didn't die. The first pick up a stone, a really heavy stone. You need two people to carry it, and the two edim will be yad. It says yad loshin yachid. Two edim carry it and they drop it. If he doesn't die, they said throw more stones. And we know Evan from one stone. Another pasuk it says moisu mishish. They should stone it ba'avonim. If he didn't die with the first stone, maybe that's it. It's because it's good luck. He lives, and they don't do any more stones. Never says stones in plural. Say only stones. They throw two stones. Evan says Evan. So therefore, clearly, well, we need every word, and that's why we dash noise chutz l'machane to tell you that. What do you call it? To tell you that the chutz l'machim is 2 second machim, and Moshe was sitting in the middle to take out 2 camps. Freddie Gemara v'hoi Tana nemar kama. The Tana says before this is a gzeda shava. You live in Paradum. How could a papa come along and argue the Tana? He says no. We papa saying there's no gzeda shava. We're learning from chutz l'machim from the mekal. Moshe was sitting in the middle. And the Tana says Shavu, we learn from Parah Adumah that over there it says you should take Chutzal Machan, that means outside 3 camps. The same thing by Makalon, same thing by Skila. What's our Papa coming along and doing? So the Gemara Ilu Leinema Kamar. What Papa saying is if it wouldn't have been the Gzeira Shavu, I could have learned it this way as well. Well, forget the Tana is saying that even if you couldn't find me a svara, I have a gzeira shava. But you don't need the gzeira shava. Because we have a svara. And that's what Papa's telling you. Even if I didn't have a pasig, you know what you're learning out from the chutz, you know the echel machnis. I would have used a gzeira shava. But achshav shenem akra gzeira shava, let's say I don't need. But how to understand? Because the Shavah is Moshe Masina. There's no machlek the Shavah. Everything is a chesed. What do you mean? If you wouldn't, I would have made up the Gzeir Shavah. How can you make up the Gzeir Shavah? Others say, yeah, Gzeir Shavah. It's not a Gzeir Shavah. Exactly. So either it is or it isn't. What do you mean? If you wouldn't, I would have came up. I would have made up the Gzeir Shavah. How does that work? Yeah. Let's want to go a little bit further. We'll do that. Ravashi Yama, Ravashi, like Rav Papa, also learned similarly. How do you know that you take the base kilos outside? Ravashi Yama, Moshe, Hech, Rav Yosef, I start off like you. We were Moshe sitting with Machan Levia. But Omele, Rachman HaToyda said, Hoitze, as a Mekalel, take the Mekalel out, Chutz LeMachne, which means outside Machan Levia. Right? Without saying, as soon as it says the word Hoitze, as a Mekalel, take him out, means, let's say it said nothing else afterwards, even without the word Mechutz LeMachne, I would know it means, what does it mean? Outside of the Machne where they're sitting. Then he adds, but there's an open air. He sat in the street. No tent. He sat in the open air. And of us, El Mechutz LeMachnes. So then the Torah adds El Mechutz LeMachnes. Forget the other psukim. I don't need the other psukim. El Mechutz LeMachnes is an extra layer. Chutz LeMachnes Yisrael. I the other pasuk by Yetziu Samekal, the pasuk that I pop abroad as another machna, that lasiya to tell you that that's what they did. Freddie Gemara see behedik sibu says later on over there Yisrael Ostru Kachativish and Moshe. Ahume boile, you know what you did that for? That pasuk to tell you that the Eden did something else over and above that. Not only the thing about the machna, but chad lismicha and the chad litchia. We needed to tell you that they had to first place their hands on the edim, had to place their hands on the person that committed murder, and then they had to push him off. Which in the Asiyah it doesn't mention they did that. So that's why he adds, and they did everything Hashem told them, these other things as well. That's why they placed their hands on him and they pushed him. He says the Samchu Kol Hashemim, and then they threw him off. All these extra hoitzis that it says by Parim and Asrafim, kasha. Now, why is that only a kasha on the Rav Ashi, not a kasha on the Papa? No. What are you going to do with all these extra? Now that we don't need the shav anymore, and we have this pasuk right here, what are you going to do with all these different hoitzis? Does he say anything there? Stop.